Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. Call 1-800-958-6699. That's 1-800-958-6699. Again, 1-800-958-6699.
$1.5 billion smartphones will be sold in this next year. Do you have any questions about which is best for you? Those are the kinds of questions you can ask us anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Oh, and win prizes when you hear yourself on the air. It's that easy. Just participate. We send you goodies. A lot of folks, guests and sponsors, friends of the program, regularly sending us goodies. Stay tuned. We're going to tell you what we've got. Came back with some really cool stuff from CES as well that we're giving away just for your participation. 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. I mentioned anytime, 24/7. Or, of course, the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow apps. Horatio and Erasmo in the control room. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. Coming up, we're going to be chatting with Tim Vipon. He's the CEO of Corporate Finance Institute. They're an e-learning platform that offers online courses that they say bridge the gap between post-secondary education and the working world. So we'll see what that's all about. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by G Technology, storage solutions with performance, style, and reliability. Visit g-technology.com.
It's time for our email history feature. IFA is one of the largest and oldest tech shows in the world. With this week's look back at IFA's historic past.
Here's Chris Graveline.
IFA history. IFA.
Wow.
History.
Uh-huh. TV sets were black and white in the beginning, of course, but already in 1902, Otto von Bronck, a German engineer, received a patent for the first color television technology. NTSC, developed by General Sarnoff and his team in the U.S. several decades later, is based on this early concept. The first TV sets were as tiny as a postage stamp and showed only very unclear pictures with ugly stripes, first shown at the German radio show, which is today known as IFA. Picture capturing and reception was done mechanically, transmission done by radio waves. That's this week's IFA update, brought to you by Messe Berlin. Be sure to visit ifa-berlin.com.
So the first TV, color TV, was really more of just a zebra thing.
Yeah.
That's all you could see for the most part on it. But it was progress. It was making progress.
Right, and they were saying it was first patented in 1902 in Germany, and it took 50 years for it to make its way over here. Because it was like in the 50s when the first color TV was released
Where we perfected it.
Yes.
Oh, cool. Dalton in Nashville, Tennessee, listens on Supertalk 99.7 FM, WTN. Hey, Dalton.
Aside from malware and viruses, what would be the better computer for everyday user, for a typical browsing the internet, papers, you know, watching videos? Is Mac more practical, or is Microsoft or Windows better?
Well, Dalton, it is a good question, one we get periodically, and we love to address it, because the most practical is what meets your needs best. Mac and Windows both can pretty much do the same things. Mac has some nice features if you have to do a lot of repetitive things. Automator and folder actions can take care of batch tasks very easily. Windows usually has more options for software to do more obscure tasks sometimes, and usually is the first to get products, even from companies like Quicken and QuickBooks, since Windows dominates the user base. Now, everyday tasks these days mostly means things I do online and a word processor, perhaps. And those are the things you specifically mentioned. For those, either will serve you well, and Windows will serve you well for less money. For everyday tasks, you may be able to get away with using a tablet, even. And that would free you from any fear of malware or viruses.
Now, if your everyday tasks are email, Facebook, maybe some online shopping, then a tablet or Chromebook might be worth considering. The risk of malware drops to almost nothing, and you can do all those things. If you're looking at office suites and specialized software, Windows will be cheaper than a Mac, but it will have the highest risk of malware. We don't suggest cheap Windows laptops, the kind designed to compete with the Chromebooks. They're typically garbage.
Yeah, so avoid those kind of things, Dalton. But I hope we've been able to shed some light. You know, we say these kinds of things are like picking your spouse or your girlfriend or boyfriend or something. We can't do that for you. We can give you some advice and some input, but you really have to make that decision on your own. And, of course, what does the rest of your family use or your friends in case you want to share files and things of that nature? So if you got more people using Windows machines, well, then that might be the way to go, too, and help you make that decision. When you call in like Dalton just did and others and participate on the program, we love to send you prizes. And if you would like any of the following items that we're about to mention, no promises, no guarantees, but do tell us when you call into the show. We'll do our best to get them to you. For example,
from TurboTax, it's that time of year again. We've got activation codes for TurboTax Premier to help you easily file your taxes.
From Backtrack, we came back from CES with a box full of their cool new C9 keychain breathalyzers. Easily estimate your alcohol level.
From Otherworld Computing, Mercury Elite Pro 2 TB external hard drives.
And from Tracker, Pixel Trackers. You simply attach this to any item, and then you find it with your smartphone. How easy it is to win any of these items, you ask? Call the following number anytime, 24/7, with any tech information, some questions, a concern, some tech rage. What is it?
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
And visit us at intotomorrow.com.